Yo, what's up? It's your boy, E.T., pastor of A Place of Change Ministries. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. You know, so many people have said to me, E, we love the normal service, but the podcast, we can wash dishes, wash clothes, work out to it, drive up and down the road, our commute to work. And so, guys, thank you so much. Look, you know, we have one goal here, and that is to meet your spiritual needs. And so we hope that this message helps you in your everyday walk, helps you in your transformation, and most importantly, we hope that it helps you to make the rest of your life the best of your life. Let me tell y'all something. Like, yo, I tell you, God is like, Eric, I just need you to read the word more. I just need you to say the word more. I just need you to pray more. Like, I don't need you to worry. I don't need you to, like, figure it out. I just need you to praise me, and I just need you to give me permission to take care of your issues. Is that clear? I just want to make sure I'm clear. God is saying, I don't need you to do a whole bunch. I need you to get in the word. What does the word say? Repeat back to me what the word says. I need you just to testify throughout the day. I just need you listening to music that says what my word says. Amen. And I'm going to take care of everything else. I just need you to be focused. Amen. And so I got up this morning. I was here at 7 o'clock in the morning. God said, do me a favor, son. I don't need you to be putting all your energy into the solution. I need you to put all the energy into me. So just come tell me what you want this morning. Amen. Just come. And so listen to me. I'm not making this up. I anointed every single chair because I didn't know where y'all was going to sit. I didn't know where you were going to sit. Amen. I see a couple of people even switched up from where you normally are, right? So I didn't go. I'm going to pray over that seat because I know you sit there. I was like, God, I don't know where they sitting. I'm going to anoint every single seat that they sit in. And I'm going to ask that today would not be a religious experience, but a spiritual encounter. Amen. Come on. Come on. I'm telling you what I prayed. That's what I pray. I said, God, I don't know who's sitting here, but they stressed and they got anxiety, even though the word says you should be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, make your, so I said, I don't know what they're going on, what's going on out there, God, that does not put them at a place of peace. But when they sit in that seat today, okay, I know you at home watching and you like, well, what about me? I went and did the computers. Amen. I couldn't climb up to the cameras. Amen. So I anointed the computers, like every single thing. And I said, God, may they have a spiritual experience today and not just come to church. Amen. I said, God, I don't know what they need. You know what they need, but I'm getting up here early to show you that I'm concerned about what's concerning them. And I'm going to need you to show up and show out. Amen. Anybody excited about the fact that as a ministry, this not a, like we getting here, we praying that we taking you serious. Amen. Anybody read Exodus 19 this week? Did anybody get in the word this week and read it over and over and over? So here's what I want you to do. I would prefer you read one chapter seven times a day for seven straight days than I would you read a whole bunch of stuff that does not stick. And so I'm not telling you don't read other stuff. I'm just telling you as your spiritual leader, I'm telling you God is like, stay with the word and let the word stick. And then we move on to the next one. Is that all right? All right. So I just want you to know before we get started, God already handled it. Whatever you're going through, God has already handled it. Whatever you're dealing with, God already knew it. Amen. Whatever you need, God already knew you needed it before you needed it. And so it's going to be all right. Can you put your hands together if you believe it's going to be all right? Hallelujah. Come on now. It's going to be all right. And so I need you to listen to the message today, knowing that it's going to be all right. Ha, come on. Breathe in. Breathe out. For real, I want you to, like, don't listen to this message, like, with a spirit of anxiety. I don't know how this is going to get done. I just want you to relax. Like, God's got it. That while you're sitting here, he will dispense angels to take care of your business. While you're sitting here, the Holy Ghost can go and talk to whoever. While you're sitting here, God is preparing the meal. Amen? All you got to do is show up. With that being said, God told me to tell you that he is 1,000% with you. God is always with you, but we don't always activate he's with us. And God is saying, this is what I need you to do for me this year. Like, I need you to let me be with you. Now, I want to say this because I want to make it clear. God is with you in your bankruptcy. He's with you.
No, you need to hear that. You need to know that you're in a season and you will not be bankrupt forever. You will be lending one day in the season that God has for you to lend. Now, thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You are in a unhealthy relationship today. It will not overtake you. If you let God get in it, it will not. No, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying even if you're doing like divorce, God's saying you don't have to do it alone. I got you. And the reason why it's stressful is not because it's divorce. It's stressful because you're doing it by yourself. That's why it's stressful. Because if you was doing it with me, it wouldn't be stressful. You're not hearing me. I'm in this crazy relationship and I can't sleep. I can't eat. It's because you're doing it alone. In 2026, this will be the best year of your life. Not because everything is going to work out the way you thought it was going to work out, but because you're going to let God work it out through you. Amen. And so financially, it's going to be all right. Professionally, it's going to be okay. Your health, God is with you. Amen. Come on. I said, God is with you. Amen. The Alpha and the Omega, he is with you. So God just told me when we get started, he said, do me a favor. I just want you in 2026, do not do it alone. Amen. And for those of you who are like, well, I'm not alone. I have a family. That's alone. Amen. God is like, don't put that stress on your wife. She's not capable of handling that. Don't put that on your kids. They're not capable of handling that. Don't put that on your husband. He's not capable of handling that. You want to do it with the Alpha and the Omega. You want to do it with someone that is not limited. And so God said, let this be the year that y'all don't just come closer together. Y'all bring me closer into it, because once I show up, amen, the devil gonna be like, oh, I didn't even know you was coming, Christ, this early. Put me in a pig. Like, do something. So God is saying, once he's with you, that whatever you touch is going to be blessed. So before we go into the word, just agree with me and say, God, I am going to allow you in 2026, do nothing alone. Come on. I'm not going to do nothing alone. Come on. I need you to touch and agree. I'm not doing nothing alone this year. I'm not doing school alone. Amen. Come on. I'm not doing relationships. I'm not doing my business alone. God, I'm putting you in everything and I'm going to allow you to lead it. Is that all right? Praise God. All right. All right. So I just want to show y'all something. God is saying, I want to be with you, but there's some conditions. And so he told Israel, I need you to wash your clothes, right? We learned last week that God says, I can get you out of Egypt. I can't get Egypt out of you. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to say it one more time. God is saying, I freed you. I'm with you. Listen to me. And I didn't need you to change to be with you. This is not about perfection, saints. This is about preparation. Well, make sure that's clear. God is like, y'all didn't do nothing deserved to come out of Egypt. Y'all didn't do nothing to deserve that. I did that. That's all. I didn't need perfection. But there is a standard that I have. And in order for you to reach that standard, we're going to put you in the desert to prepare you for the promised land. Remember what I said last week? Everybody didn't make it to the promised land. Everybody made it to the desert. Everybody made it to preparation. Everybody didn't make it to the promise. And so God is saying today, you don't need to be perfect, but you need to prepare yourself to get ready for what I have for you. Anybody in the room ready to get prepared? Anybody online? You like, for real, I'm ready to get prepared. Come on, I'm ready to get prepared. Praise God. And so what God did was, God said, I'm going to give you rest and I'm going to give you reset. And for some of us, that was difficult because we weren't really trying to get prepared. And so God told me, son, You gotta stop doing this reset when stuff go wrong. Like many of us, we change our diet when the doctor say we got something. I'm just being real. We don't do it before. We start praying when the marriage starts, something start going wrong. When our money go wrong, we start, God said, do me a favor. Reset is not supposed to happen when things go bad. Reset is just supposed to happen on a regular basis, because I'm exposing you to some stuff that's keeping you from the promise. And so I need you to do me a favor. When I prepare you for it, I need you to embrace it. And so before we go forward, this rest is not accidental. This reset is not accidental. God is saying, I'm asking you to reset because I'm about to do something in your life, but there's something you have to do. You got to cleanse yourself. So last week we looked at the shirt. Last week we looked at what? And we looked at what on the shirt? The stains on the shirt. Amen. And God says, son, that was good, but we got to take it to another level this week because there's some of us who will wear our shirts with stains on them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's not all of us, but there are some of us. There are some of us that if you catch up on your shirt, amen, you will keep going throughout the day. You'll just grab something and just wipe it off. Some of you to get mustard on your stuff, you will wipe it off and you'll keep going. God says that there are those of us who, when our shirt is dirty, praise God, we may still keep moving. So, son, I need you to show them a different illustration. Amen. So just work with anybody ever been, you gone out to eat. Just make some noise. You've gone out to eat before. Amen. If you're online, this is where you need to get your glass. This is where you need to get your glass. So you've gone out to eat. Amen. Now, when you go out to eat and the waiter comes, what's the first thing they bring you when they come to the table? Good. Say it again. Good. They bring you water. Amen. Or whatever you want to drink. We're going to just say water for the people of God. Right? I don't want to say something else. Then you're like, oh, we ain't supposed to be drinking that. Then it turned into something totally different. Right? And so by the grace of God, when you go to the restaurant, the first thing is if you want something to drink. Good. Come on, everybody say thirsty. Praise God. So the waiter came and they gave you the water. But when you got your glass, I know this has happened to somebody before. Amen. You see, yep. Whoever drank it before you. I'm just being real. You ever been to a restaurant? You got a glass, amen. And you could see somebody had the glass before you had the glass. Yep, let me see your hand. You see that happened to you before. Amen. Have you ever got a glass and you looked inside and you saw stuff inside? You saw somebody said particles. Amen. I like that. Amen. I'm just being real. Have you ever gone before to a restaurant and you got some water or you got a drink, and if you paid attention to it, you saw particles in the water? That ever happened to you before? Anybody in the place, make some noise. I just want to know you in the building. Has that ever happened to you before? All right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. When this happens to you unequivocally, 100% of the time, you do what? I need to clean my glass. Am I talking to anybody? I just want to make sure we're clear. Has this happened to you? What God is saying, God says, plead, Eric, you need to get this and the people need to get this. You don't drink out of a dirty glass. God says, I want to fill you up, but I can't fill you up with a dirty glass. It's not that I don't want to fill you up. I want to fill you up, but I can't put my stuff inside a dirty glass. No, listen to me very closely. I just want to make sure you catch this. I don't care when this happens or under what circumstances happen. You will never drink out of this cup. God says you'll move forward with bad credit. Like, you won't change your financial habits, but you'll move forward with bad credit. And then you're wondering why you paid $100,000 for something that was only worth $40,000. You had bad credit. So you move with bad credit and you got the consequences that come with drinking out of a dirty cup. You on your second marriage. There's nothing wrong with being married, but you didn't clean your cup. You were willing to go into a relationship dirty. But we won't drink out of a dirty cup, but we'll move forward dirty. God said, you just started a business. You got fired from the last job. You didn't address the fact that you don't like to work. So you started your own company so you could do your own thing, but you weren't obedient at the job you left. So you think starting something new that you're going to get new outcomes. If you don't drink out of a dirty glass, why would you drink out of dirty you? Okay, I just want to make sure we clear. But you prayed to me and said you wanted a better marriage. I can't give you a better marriage if you don't have a better you. I want to make more money. I can't give you more money if you don't take care of your financial health. God, I want to live longer. Not eating that, you don't. No, I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. God showed me. Eric, like, and Didi will tell you. The cleanest person in the world. I'm just being real. I'm a 5-second dude all day long. But I've never gone to a restaurant and saw makeup on a cup and go, oh, that's cool. Don't worry about it. It's good. I ain't tripping. Can y'all move this for me? I ain't tripping. Just if you can put it to the side for me. Online, I just want to make sure you got your glass. What God is saying is everything you've asked for in 2026, I want it for you. We are okay moving dirty sometimes because we thirsty. Just being real. That's why I said you can't be thirsty. Because you're thirsty, Now you're moving in a relationship you shouldn't move in. You know you're not clean, but you're thirsty and you drink it anyway. You know you don't need that car, but somebody gave you a car with bad credit. You're thirsty. And now they taking advantage of you. You thirsty. You thirsty. I'm telling y'all, the worst thing that ever happened to me was coming to Michigan State University after really learning how to write. And let me tell you something. They don't play. They got a rubric. And if you don't do exactly like they tell you to do it, you're not moving forward. Let me just say this. I want to make sure y'all catch this. When I was at Oakwood, amen, because it was a spiritual school, some of the teachers were so spiritual that they broke the academic rigor rule because of the relationship. No, I just want y'all to hear what I'm saying. Oh, okay, okay. Make sure you catch what I just said. They were like, his paper ain't the greatest, but we love him. He's a praying person. He's doing great in the community. We're going to let him slide. And they let me slide. But when I came to Michigan State University and I got into that academic rigor, I wasn't ready for it. And what normal people would do in 2 hours took me two weeks to do. And what I love about Michigan State was they were like, yo, we're not letting you move forward. Okay, all right, one more time. I'm going to make sure you catch it. Because some people be like, they racist. They racist. You black. They just don't like you because you black. No, there is a standard, and they don't lower the standard because they like me. There is a standard. And the problem with most of us, we are moving dirty. And God is saying in 2026, it's not that I don't want to fill you up. I want to fill you up with everything you're praying for and everything you're asking for. I want to fill you up. I'm just God. I can't fill up a dirty cup. Y'all might do that, but in heaven, we don't do that. Okay. All right. Come on. Okay. Y'all see it right here. You can't move forward with contamination. Okay. All right. I want to read this from last week because I want to make sure you catch this. So, we talked about last week, clean those stains, is because he wants to free us from contamination. God is saying in heaven, the angels, the Holy Spirit, they say when we get to you and we see areas that it still got lipstick on it, we were instructed by God, we can't pour into that kind of cup. Now watch this. Here go the beautiful thing. Contamination isn't the end. Contamination is just, let's stop and just breathe. You don't just leave a restaurant. You ain't that upset. Most of you ain't that upset that you just like, I can't believe they gave me a dirt cup. I'm out. Most of you stay and eat. Let's just be real. You ain't left the restaurant. You just requested to clean the glass. Am I talking to anybody? God is not saying that I despise you and I don't want to bless you and you need to get out of my face. No, God is saying, do me a favor. I want to pour into you, but the reason why I gave you a rest is because I want you to do a contamination inventory. The reason why I told you to reset is so when you come back, you don't come back the same. Why? Because then I want to give permission to pour out blessing. I can't give you another relationship if you're going to do exactly last relationship, because if I give you a new thing, but it's old wineskins, you're going to get the same outcomes. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm actually trying to help you. We don't want to rest. We just want to keep moving in the contamination. We just want to keep drinking out of this. At home, if you don't mind, ask somebody to put their lipstick on your glass so it can make, you can have this when I hold it up. Put a little dirt in your cup. No. Watch this. God is saying that's contamination that's on that cup. It degrades the integrity of it. It degrades the integrity of the water. It degrades this performance. It degrades its safety. God said, you're trying to do stuff that it's not safe to be doing that. Watch the last one. It says, and it degrades, the outcomes. So God said, the reason why I'm telling you to pause is not because I'm mad at you. The reason why I'm telling you to pause is because I actually want you to get the outcomes you want. Come on, somebody. You ought to say amen to that. Come on. Okay, so let me say it like this. God wants it more than you want it. Okay, can I give you an example? Online, because y'all seem like y'all tired. Online, can I give y'all an example? I'm just saying, y'all seem a little tired this morning. I'm not mad at you. That is a long week. Amen. Can I give the church an example? How many parents do I have in here who are willing to take your kids to all kind of sports, music stuff. Guess what? You ain't even got time for yourself. You dropping them off, making sure they good, making sure they got food. Am I talking to anybody? And they going to grow up and make it to wherever they doctor, lawyer, engineer, football, baseball. They going to make it. And guess what? That's going to be their life. And you going to be okay with that's their life. And they not paying you for all the time you, oh, come on, somebody. All the time you invested, all the stuff you sacrificed. You ain't tripping that they not going to pay you. Why? Because great parents want to see their kids win. So if you willing to do that, how much more you think is trying to set you up for winning and he ain't tripping on your outcome, but he want to make sure you get them. Ain't nobody trying to take their kids to sports and you don't do nothing with it. Nobody trying to take your kid to music practice and they don't learn how to play. Who's taking their kid to learn how to play the piano who never learns how to play the piano? Who taking their kids to play football so they can suck? God cares so much about you. He wants to see you win. And even though you get a temper tantrum and you get an attitude, he say, we ain't drinking out of that. We're not drinking out of that. I don't care how mad you get. Here go the part though. They're often invisible at first, the contaminants. But they spread faster than you think. And they're hard to remove once they get in. Here go the part though. People normalize them. Imagine normalizing. You go to a restaurant, everybody at the restaurant drinking out. You're like, what y'all doing? They like, well, we just drink with lipstick. We ain't tripping. We ain't tripping on with lipstick on the glass. That ain't that deep to us. What? Did you see the dirt on the inside? Well, that actually makes it taste better. No, you plan, but we normalize it. And then we get mad when other people don't normalize. So listen to this. God doesn't need to be cleaned. Washing doesn't benefit God. This rest that we own, this does not benefit God because we rest in. This reset that God is asking us to do, God ain't about to be more God because we resetting. He's not about to be holier. He's not about to have no more power. But God is saying your 2026 is going to look a lot like your 2025 and your 2024 because you didn't reset. I want to reset. I want to be in your business and I want to blow your business up. I want to be in the design of your business and I want to blow it up. I want while your kids practicing piano, I want to be with your kids while they practice. While your son playing football, I want to pour my spirit inside of him and give him favor that the kids who don't. In your marriage, I want to touch your marriage and I want everything y'all touch to turn to go. Everything you got your hand in, I want to be in it. Because if I'm in it, but the problem is you praying, but I can't be in it because you got the lipstick. And it's not my responsibility to get the lipstick off. That's your responsibility. No, come on. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we was going to be, when I was practicing, I thought, you know what I'm saying? When I was in here saying it, they was more excited than this when I was saying it this morning. Amen. I don't know what happened. Maybe y'all thinking about it. But when I was praying over the chairs, I felt the anointing come down and I saw y'all like, woo, my marriage about to be, because I'm about to clean it. I thought y'all was going to be excited about cleaning. Hey man, it's a new generation. I ain't mad. I get it. No, I do get it. For real, I ain't mad. Y'all keep hearing me say it. I don't mean no harm. But in the gentle parenting, you get a decision. Bro, when we was coming up, you had to wash the dishes and be happy about washing the dishes. No, I'm just talking about, I thought y'all was going to be happy clean. I'm just saying, when we grew up and you was washing the dishes and you was like, they were like, do we hear you in there? Do I hear you washing the dishes? It sounds like you got an attitude. Don't have me come in that. Okay, am I by myself? Don't have me come in that kitchen. My mom used to say, and fix your attitude. I'm lying more. I don't even want to be there. I want to play football with my boys, and I'm going this way, that way on purpose. And my father come out. He just say, Eric, don't have me come outside. Am I talking to anybody? I said that God said he can't wait for you to fix this and get the and get the lipstick off and get the dirt out so he can come and fill you up. You ought to be excited about that. You shouldn't be mad about the fact that God wants you to fix you so he can come down and bless you. You should be excited about that. You should be pumped up. You should be like, God, I can't wait to get home and get all them glasses and get all that stuff off of it and get all that stuff from inside of it so you can hurry up and pour some more inside of me. I'm sorry, I know you can go to jail for some of that stuff my grandma did. I'm just being real. They didn't just want you to wash it. They wanted you to wash it a certain way. They wanted you to be excited. This is why God does not benefit. He is the rock. I don't know. I want to make sure we're clear. This is why God don't benefit from washing. He is the rock. His work is perfect. The only time God's work ain't perfect is when we're doing it. For all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. Just and upright is he. Deuteronomy 32 and 4. 1 John 1 and 5. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. I'm going to read that one more time. 1 John 1 and 5. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God said, do me a favor. I want to bless you, but I can't bless you on your terms. Don't get it twisted. I'm with you, and I want to be with you more. I just can't drink out of a dirty. You done got used to that. You didn't normalize being married with trauma, and you ain't going to try to fix none of your trauma. You've normalized that. You've normalized going to work and don't even want to be there. You've normalized going to work for a paycheck and not doing. You've normalized it so much that even if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you still take the money for the work you didn't do. You've normalized being average. I'm not average. I'm God. And I don't mind you being average, but there are certain things I can't do when you're operating in your trauma. You're willing to parent. You know you ain't. You're going to keep having kids, but you ain't going to fix what happened to you so that they don't. I'm telling you, I'm so embarrassed when I think about. So my daughter called me this morning like, your dad, I'm making these moves. And I feel a little. And I said, ooh, where you get that fear from? I gave you that fear. I raised you with that fear. I raised you because I grew up in Detroit and people breaking your stuff and people. And I raised you. I taught you the streets of Detroit's law, and I never took you to the Bible. I never took my baby girl to the Bible and showed what the Bible said about how you should move. You can still move in the earth, but you move like this. I never showed her the word. I told her what the people on the block told me. I started saying, you ever said something to your kids and you think it's in the Bible and you go, it's like, that ain't in the Bible, that's from the street. But you said it like it's the word of God. Be careful where you don't tell nobody where you have your parade. Because if people know where your parade at, they gonna rain on it. I'm saying it like it's Second John, first chapter, verse 3. God said, why you tell that baby don't rain on? Don't tell that baby that. What you tell that baby is no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You tell your baby girl no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You tell her wherever she put her feet, it's going to be blessed. You tell her she the head and not the tail. You tell her that God has more, there are more with you than there are against you. You tell her what the word says. You fix your parenting. You fix your parenting. Stop making your kids drink out of a dirty cup. No, I'm talking to somebody today. We normalize it. My daughter gonna come talking to me about men. Dad, men ain't. And I heard men ain't. And I said, men? You not marrying men. You marrying a man. Are you marrying the population? Where you get that from? Why are you talking about men as a whole when you should be praying for your man? And then what podcast are you listening to that's dogging men out, Sean? Why? She must not be listening to your podcast. She must not be listening to men who are giving the strength and the structure and the strategies they need to be. I said, who are you? Baby girl, I'm sorry. I taught you that street stuff. We got to go to the word now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so let me show y'all something real quick. I know Pastor taught y'all this. Y'all probably forgot it, though. God says he has instructions. I just want to show y'all real quick. Because I know I showed y'all this. And so TikTok. I think it was 2017. They had the Tide Pod Challenge. And so it went bad fast, Pastor, because folks was eating this. No. There's nothing wrong with this. It has benefits. But the benefits comes with instructions. No. It comes with two things. It comes with instructions and it comes with warnings. No. It comes with instructions and it comes with warnings. The instructions are, if you do what we tell you to do, you benefit. If you eat it. No, it was some babies eating it. And just know, when you eat this, you don't get to stay at home. When you eat this, depending on how much of it you ate, somebody got to take you to the hospital. And somebody got to get that out your... The poison, that's okay for your clothes, but it's not... Oh, y'all miss what I'm saying. Okay, so I want to show y'all something. Because here's where we go wrong. Jamie, can we go to Exodus? I just want to show y'all something real quick before we get out here. I want y'all to see this real quick. So God is saying, I want to be with you, but the conditions are, I have some conditions to be with you. And a dirty cup, contamination is not it, which is why I'm going to sanctify you, and which is why I'm asking you to wash your clothes. So, this is what he told Moses. Then Moses climbed the mountain to appear before God. I just want to show y'all, like, order. So I shouldn't be teaching my babies what Detroit taught me, what Chicago taught me, what Gary, Indiana taught me. I should be teaching my people, and I should be teaching my babies what the Word taught. The Word teaches that you get your instruction and information from God. Just give me a couple more minutes. If you don't mind, I just really want to give you this. What happens is we're Christians, but some of what we've been given is from other people, and some of what we've been given is other people from the world, and some of what the people have given us from the Word. I want you to know, it's always going to work out when the information you get from people and yourself comes from God and not another source. Okay, can you put your hands together if you agree with that? 2026, we should be getting our insight from God or people who are connected to God. Then Moses climbed to the mountain to appear before God. And the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, shh, did y'all catch that part? He couldn't just walk up to, in God's presence. God was like, okay, you got permission to come now. Give these instructions. This is how your 2026 is about to be off the charts. You will no longer do what you want to do or do what your little group tell you to do. You're about to do what the Lord tell you to do. And you're going to prosper. Watch what he says. Give these instructions to the family of Jacob. Announce it to the descendants of Israel. You have seen, he said, I want not bragging, but I just want to set the record straight first. Before I ask you to do something, I want you to know who I am. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to read that one more time. This time, put your name in it and then respond like you know what he's trying to say. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Okay, all right. We're going to do it one more time. Ain't no need to rush. You think I'm talking about Israel, I'm talking about you. I want you to think about what God did for you. And when you get to the you part, I want you to give God some praise. You have seen what I did to your enemy. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Oh, come on, somebody. Okay, you have seen what I did to your enemy. You know how I carried you on eagle's wing. You know your son was about to die. You know your wife was on her way out. You know that you went filed bankruptcy. You know they told you you only had 6 weeks to live. You have seen what I've done to your enemy. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Come on, somebody ought to give him some praise. That's our problem. You read this like it's a story. You better praise God for what he brought you out of. You was in an abusive relationship. You could still be getting beat up right now. God brought you out. You stole that money. You should be in jail. You really did do that, and don't nobody know you did it. God kept it between. Oh, I just want to stop and praise God for myself right there. Don't nobody else know you did it. Don't nobody else know you did it. God know you did it, and you should have got in trouble for it, and God preserved you. I just want to, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is somebody online right now excited? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now watch what he says. He says, now if you obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my special treasure from among all the people on earth. For all the earth belongs to me. And you will be my, and you will be my kingdom of priests and my holy nation. This is the message you must give to the people of Israel. Here's the part I like, y'all. Exodus 19:8. And the people all responded together. We will do everything the Lord has said. Come on, 2026 about to be on a whole other level. You know why your business ain't booming? Because you're not doing everything the Lord. You know what's wrong with your relationship? You're not doing everything. They done told you that for your marriage to blow up, you got to go to Cancun. The devil is a lie. You go to Cancun as much as you want to. They done told you need a big old house for a healthy marriage. You can get a big house if you want to. They done told you need to be married. You can be lonely and married. The only way any of your stuff is going to be blessed is because they said we will do everything. We'll clean the glass. We'll follow the instructions. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. You are where you are because either you ain't clean the glass or you ain't following instructions, and you done let somebody else tell you that ain't nothing wrong with a dirty glass. Ain't nothing wrong with lipstick. Ain't nothing wrong with a little particles in your food. You done let people tell you you can follow the instructions, but you ain't got to do everything he told you to do. God said, no. I don't do half instructions. Everything I tell you to do, you do it. And you're not doing it for me because I don't benefit from it. And so Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. Moses was geeked. And then God says in verse 12, watch this, y'all. The first one is the benefits. The second one is the danger. And put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, be careful that they do not approach the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain is to be put to death. Whoever do the little TikTok challenge and bite it and suck the stuff out of it and drink it, about to die. No, you ever notice the top? I wish I forgot to bring it. You ever notice on the top it says instructions and then it's got warning? When you go into God's word, it's got some warnings. Okay, watch the warning. He said, do me a favor. Watch this, y'all. This part blew my mind. He said, they are to be stoned or shot with arrows. So stone mean, yeah, thank you. So stone mean what? And arrows mean what? Don't get close to them. Yep, it's right here. For the people so they can see. It's three warnings. It's not just one. It's three of them. And I know you ain't probably paid attention to this, but it's a bunch of instructions. God said, before y'all wash, read the instructions. Before y'all wash, look at the warning. Watch what he told them, y'all. This is crazy. Just give me a little time. I'm sorry. No person or animal. Okay, I'm sorry. They are to be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on them. Not a hand. I don't want you to get. They contaminated. I don't want you to get contaminated too. So you kill them from a distance. But kill them. Don't let them come back into the camp with that contamination. No person or animal shall be permitted to live. Don't hold no meetings. They got to die. It ain't nothing to talk about. I'm God. You don't realize. Y'all ever read in the Bible where God told a man of God to destroy everything and they left like one child alive on some pity stuff? God says, when I brought y'all out of Egypt, I didn't do it because I pitied you. Michigan State University said, we're not giving you a 4.0 because we pity you because you're black. You will only get a 4.0 if you follow the instructions and prove that you can write on the level we need you to write on. We do not give away PhDs. I know I told y'all this. My mentor, we were in the same master's program, Dr. Dak Bovee, Rodney Patterson. And I had to redo my paper. And I redid it, and I got a 4.0. And I was like, man, praise God, Dr. Dak Bovee is black. He a black man. He gave me a 4.0. Power to the people. I went to Rodney and was like, yo, bro, you get your grade? He was like, yeah. I was like, yo, he cool, ain't he? You got that 4.0? He was like, 4.0. He's like, 4.0 what? I said, 4.0. See, the 4.0. He said, oh no, I didn't get a 4.0. I got a 3.0. And I was like, oh, he didn't give me a 4.0. Oh, come on, somebody. That changed my life forever, because I was accustomed to, if we pray, you would look out for me. Y'all missing what I'm saying. I wasn't accustomed to coming up to the standard. I was accustomed to using my charisma to bring you down to my standards. I was accustomed to telling you how bad my childhood was, how bad my relationship with my father was. I was used to telling you all the stuff that went wrong in Detroit. I was used to telling you what went wrong in Chicago. I was used to telling you what I went through, and you would pity me and you would lower the standards. God says, I don't lower standards. So I'm going to send you to Michigan State University so you can learn a little bit more about me. I'm going to put you in an environment where they don't care about your daddy, and they don't care about your mama, and they're not going to spoil you like your mama spoiled you. They're not going to spoil you like your pastor going to spoil you. I'm going to send you to a place where they don't even know your name. They use your number. I said, do me a favor. A lot of stuff you got is because you talk yourself into it. You can do that in the fleshly realm. You can't use that charisma in the spiritual realm. I'm God. I don't give you the favors your mama gave you. Okay. All right. Let's go. This is what Pastor taught us. I might close with this. This is what Pastor taught us. Y'all probably forgot about it. And so this is what a lot of us are doing. Can you put that up there? It's two wheels. Y'all remember this. You probably forgot it. And so what happens is, when you don't follow God's instructions, you're in God's permissive wheel. That's what's confusing. And people will tell you, look, God bless you. God bless you. You good. Yeah, you are good. Yep. In his permissive will. It means what God allows. It doesn't mean what God desires. That's a different, like, we like, oh, why some people in church and other people in church? Because I used to be like, Saul, all Saul did was one thing. David was killing folk, murder first. He was sleeping with their wife. He didn't took them as their wife. David on some crazy stuff. God was like, oh, you're looking at the outward. I'm looking at the heart. No, you, David sinned. What Saul did was different. Saul didn't sin. Saul took my glory. No, Saul tried to take credit for what I did. Saul said to the people, look at what I've done. Now, Saul didn't just disobey Saul took my credit. Saul tried to pretend like it was him. Saul needed the attention. Saul needed to say it was him. Saul was narcissistic. He was self-absorbed. No, David sinned. He did. And I'm going to deal with my servant. But I got to take my spirit from Saul, because Saul don't want my spirit. He just want the blessings that come with my spirit. No, y'all miss what I just said. Saul don't want me. He wants the blessings. David want me. Even though David messed up, David want me. And when David messed up, he came to me and said, God, create within me a clean heart. He went to God. Saul went to a sorcerer. Because it was never about God in the first place. God said, no, let nobody tell you, you sinning and you good. No, you're not. You just in my permissive will. So watch this. You do have freedom of choice. You don't have freedom of consequences. No. Let them tell you, you got freedom of choice. You do have freedom of choice, but I get to decide the consequences. You don't decide the consequence. And when I look at my babies, I'm like, man, I wish I would have known. Have I done this, it was going to affect them like this. I would have did what God told me to do. I didn't know. I did this, but now my baby's got to suffer for what I did. And they suffering for stuff that I did when they weren't even born. And I wasn't even married. God said, do me a favor. Don't get it twisted. Get out. Try to get out of my permissive will. Yeah, that's where it involves consequences. My perfect will involves blessings. Yep. My permissive will, yeah, you can do that if you want to. Yep, it's often reactive. My perfect will, though, not my permissive will, my perfect will is proactively aligned. Yeah, you can do the permissive will if you want to. That's when you are the center of your choices. You're not thinking about me. You're thinking about you. Now, I do want to say this to y'all, because we can change. It's possible. And here's how I know it's possible. See, what messes us up with God is the permissive will. It is the grace that messes us up. And we got to do better with the grace. What do you mean, Pastor? The grace messes us up because you don't treat the IRS like that. Because they don't have a permissive will. I'm going to say this one slow. When you get the IRS bill and they give you a set of instructions, you don't second guess the instructions. You don't go, I'm good on that. I don't got to do that. Some kind of way when the IRS bill come, you like, okay, we got to figure this one out. Why? Because they start taking any money that you have. That's legal. They coming for it. And if you don't pay that way, whatever you own, they coming for it. And if you play those games, they going to put you in jail. They don't have a permissive will. They just got a perfect will. And if you do not pay them, every day you do not pay them, it don't stay the same. It start off at 10 grand. 2 years later, when you decide to pay it, it's at 35 grand. And you cannot call, praise God. That's probably the problem. God got prayer and you can talk to God. You can't talk to nobody from the IRS. You either pay it or you don't, but somebody coming to get you. There are no, ain't nobody sitting there waiting to talk to you. I want to talk. Don't talk. Follow the instructions from the letter. There's nothing to talk about. Everything is in the, okay. All right. God says, I gave you the instructions, but somebody told you you don't got to do all of them. And somebody told you you could do some of them. And somebody told you you could do it. Don't listen to them. My last two slides. Do me a favor as we conclude. Freedom removes the chains. Instruction removes the stains. One more time. Freedom, God, like I'm a, you, in Egypt, you ain't in Egypt no more. You're good. But freedom, doing exactly what God told you to do. Taking your free will and following, obeying God. Following the instructions. Guess what it does? It cleans the glass so we can not only drink out of it, but God can pour all those blessings you've been praying for. God can bless. No, God told me, this could be the best year of your life, son, if you stop people pleasing. Listen to me, y'all. I watched, and I'm not telling you to do this. Please, don't follow your pastor on this one. But I was watching Amazon Prime, David. And the reason why I'm telling you don't watch it, because I can't. Like, they were talking about his mom, and I was like, I don't know if she in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? It's a dope hookup, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a dope story, but I don't know that it's biblically accurate. Right? But I was watching a part, and Samuel went to Saul, and Samuel said, I'm coming to speak the words of the Lord to you. And God is taking his spirit from you. And Saul was saying, I know I did wrong, but I did it because I feared the people. I fear what the people would say and the people would do. And I'm like, uh-oh. No, listen to me, y'all. I promise y'all. I woke up this morning like my spirit wasn't just, it wasn't trouble. I was trembling like, Saul, I feel you, bruh. You know, I want to identify with Samuel. You know what I'm saying? The man of God spoke the word of God. But in that scene, I was like, ooh, that's, ooh, I feel you, Saul. Saul was on his knees like, bro, I promise you, you know how I was when I first started. I was with God and we was doing everything God said, but the people. I felt him. He said, but what the people wanted, and the people, He said, it's crazy. He said, I fear the people. And Samuel said, you should have feared God. I said, I went, got up that next morning. People pleasing. I got up the next day. I told me and Didi was talking. I was like, Didi, I was supposed to pay this bill 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago. I was supposed to pay this bill. Didi, it's something about, you know, a task that if it's more than one step, and God said, stop saying that. You can do tasks on you. Good. You clean that. All right, we're about to go. I'm about to give you your homework. One more time. Get ready online. I'm going to give you homework. Freedom removes the chains, but instructions remove the stain. You cannot have do what God wants you to do. And can I be honest with y'all? When I looked at Exodus 19, I promise y'all, I wasn't thinking about no other chapter. And just this week, God showed me. You know what comes after Exodus 19, don't you? I said, what? He says, Exodus 20. In 19, I was preparing them for the instructions. In 20, I gave them the instructions. Can you do the one where I'm breaking down all my stuff? It's like busybody. People, I just want to show. Yeah, look. I just want to real quick before we do homework. I want to make sure you know the homework. Because you're looking at the glass. That's so funny. The makeup on the lipstick. I've experienced that before. No, I'm talking about your glass now. Wash your clothes. No. Because we feel good when it's somebody else's stuff, and we always want to talk as if we got everything together. That's good. I'm not here for that. This is going to be a great year. It's going to be a great new year. Why? Because it can't be new if you keep doing what you was doing before. So God said, okay, Eric, come on. Let's get the low self-esteem. Let's wash that off the busybody. Let's wash that off the... No, I'm getting into it with y'all. I'm getting into it with people, y'all, because, you know, they like on some like whatever they own, and I'm on some like New York Times bestseller. I'm like number one motivator. Like, I'm just on whatever the highest level is. I want to be at the highest level, and I'm getting into it with people who don't want the highest level, Sean. I'm getting into it with them. We fighting because they don't want to. And God's like, that's their business to be on whatever level they have freedom of choice. Whatever level they want to be on, that's the level they could be on, and they're going to get the benefits of that level. So if you're a 5, you're going to get all the benefits of a 5. If you're an 8, you get all the benefits. If you're a 10, you get all the benefits of a... Sean, this is crazy. I was talking to Didi because we was doing our money. And I was like, oh, okay, looking at some of the money, Sean. And I was like, yo, what's this right here? What's this all about? And why are we on that? She was like, oh, that's tithe. I said, Didi, that's not tithe. She was like, no. That's not tithe for APOC. That's another church God told me to tithe. I said, you paying tithe at our church and you tithe in another ministry? That's a different level. I said, what? She was like, you got a problem? I said, a problem with you not only following instructions, you taking the instructions to another. So there are certain blessings we're going to get, and people are going to be like, how they get them blessings? We didn't, because you barely paying your tithe here. Didi said to me, you think God only want us to bless? He said, first to the house of Israel, then to the othermost parts of the world. Anybody can tithe in their own ministry. I'm showing God that I see other ministries that's doing a phenomenal work, and we want to help them with what they're doing. We ain't just looking out for APOC. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying. Permissive will is some stuff you're going to get. God going to bless in the permissive will. He is. But the perfect will. So you're right. You can do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. And I used to be like, don't teach them that. No, they right. You can. What I need to teach, though, is when you do what God tell you not to do, don't be tripping with some of them consequences. You like, all of a sudden, you're like, God, why would you do me like this? And God was like, why would you do me like this? You want some God? How could this happen to me? And God like, our relationship, how could this happen to me? How is it I do all this for you and you just do part of the instructions? Okay, and Pastor, here's where I need to do better. The scripture that they used, Pastor, was, I don't think it was King James, but it said that we were fully. That's what it said. It said, Moses, tell God we will like fully do what he tells us to do. Like everything he tells us, all day he tells, but the interpretation was fully, like all in, not 80%, not 70%. So I'd be mad. We got to go 120. Then people ain't going 120. I'd be like, you ain't going 120. God say you a busybody. You worry about your glass. But just make sure they understand the warnings. Your people pleasing wouldn't teach the warnings. I need you to teach both. I need you to teach the benefits, but I also need you to teach the warnings. Because if you chew this on a TikTok boy, and guess what? TikTok spread quick. Amen. By the grace of God, when somebody got sick, their parents were like, don't stop the TikTok. Stop the TikTok Tide Pod Challenge. My baby got sick. Amen. The low self-esteem, the busybody, the needing to be needed, the impatience, the jealousy. The rushing, the strife. I'm about to let you go. I'm going to show you the homework and get y'all out of here. I just want you to know this. Don't trip. But the next time you lie or the next time you manipulative, you don't tell the truth. Next time you try to cover something, it's okay. You good. You human. We not perfect people. But just know that God's going to see, oh, Eric's being a busybody again. Don't pour into that. Oh, Eric's being impatient again. Don't pour into that. Oh, Eric is being envious. Don't pour into that. Oh, Eric's being accurate. It's not me, but I want to say arrogant. Don't pour into that. Eric's being rebellious. Don't pour. We don't pour into rebellion. Don't pour into that. No, don't expect God to pour if you're not going to clean. And he's so good. He made us reset. He loved us so much. He loves us so much. He's like, I can't let y'all stop them. They can't go into 2026 like that. They can't come into 2026 with those behaviors because they prayed in 2025 that I would bless them. I can't bless that mess. Stop them. Make them go on rest. Yeah. Make them go on rest. Yep. They ain't going to like the reset, but make them reset. Listen to me, y'all. It gets so sick. That they said, take us back to Egypt where we were slaves. Here's your homework. Put it up there, Jamie. Here's your homework. Come on. Here's your homework. Next 30 days. Here's the plan. Right? You're going to practice immediate obedience. Come on. You're going to practice immediate obedience. Here's the 30-day homework. You're going to do the small. You can get this stuff up. You're going to do the small boy. So you're going to do small in the same day. Right? You're going to make some real changes. So you're going to, example, apologize without explaining. Yeah, yeah. Some real small steps. I'm sorry. That's it. Not, well, when I was a kid, look, I'm sorry. Right? You're going to stop engaging in conversations that don't honor God. I was talking to somebody I love, and they kept repeating some negative stuff. It was real, but it was negative. And I said to him, hey, we've had the same conversation the last 2 weeks. Do me a favor. Don't call me again talking about that same thing. Let's talk about life, or let's talk about us, or let's talk about our dreams and goals. Give generously without announcing it. Y'all heard CJ say, he like, when he tip at Starbucks, he'd be like, I'm waiting for him to see. Like, hey, come. He said, I'm petty. I'm about to give you $2. Did you see? Two. That's for you. He just said on the podcast, he said, I'm just being real. Some of y'all don't be real. He's like, I don't just put two in there. I put two in wait. I'm waiting for her to turn around. Like, I put two in. So when I come back next time, don't forget, give me a little bit more. And the final one, speak truth instead of staying silent. Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you. Thanking you that you interrupted our rest. Thank you. You heard our prayers. You said, I'm with you. I just can't lower my standards. I can't pour into a cup with contamination, son. But I'm willing to do something. I'm willing to give you the instructions. I'm willing to give you my perfect will. I'm willing to give you my permissive will. I'm willing to sanctify you if you were willing to wash your clothes. I'm willing to free you before you make any changes. I'm willing to guarantee you a 2026, but I can't make it new for you. Only you can make it new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so today, Father, I come before you saying, I'm ready for the changes. I'm not on that image stuff. I'm not concerned about how people see me. I'm concerned about how you see me now. Oh, it's a new year, Lord. I'm not on my image, Lord. I'm on my character. You know where I'm weak. You know where I'm strong. I don't have nothing to prove to nobody but you. And so I'm ready to clean. Show me what I need to clean. Not so I can take my glass and show everybody else my glass. Look, I got a clean glass. No, Lord, I want to clean my glass because I want all the blessings that you have for me. I want to lend and not borrow, Lord. I really want to be royal. I want to be the head and not the tail, Father. If 4.0 is the best, that's what I want. If an 800 credit score, I want an 800 credit score, Lord. I had the 400 and the 500. I've been there, done that, Lord. Now I want what you always wanted for me, and now I'm willing to do the work to get it. I'm willing to clean my glass, Lord. The outside rim, I'm willing to clean on the inside. Because you already gave me the glass. And quiet as kept, you gave it to me clean. I got it dirty. And so wash me, and I shall be clean, Lord. Wash me, Father. Help me, Lord. Help me, wash me. If that's your desire, you're coming right now. If that's your desire, you're saying, God, help me get this lipstick off. That's you. You coming right now. Help me, God. I want to get this lipstick off. And I'm willing to do 30 days, Lord. I'm willing to do 30 days where I intentionally and deliberately get this makeup off. Where I intentionally and deliberately get this contaminated. If you're watching online, you're just getting a little closer to the television screen. Hallelujah. You're like, God, I'm ready. Come talk to God. God, I'm ready to clean it. I know some of the stuff. I don't know all of it. But I'm ready to start cleaning it, Lord. It don't belong there in the first place. It's unwanted, Lord. It's not welcome. It does not benefit me. It's only brought harm to my life. It's only attracted negative stuff. It's only destroyed the things I love and the people I love. I'm ready to get rid of it. That's your desire. You're coming out. Hallelujah. If you are able, if your knees will permit, will you fall before your maker and cry out to your God? Will you cry out to your King and say, create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me? If you are able, if not, you can sit on the front row and just talk to Daddy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just talk to Daddy. Just right now, you and God. Say, God, for the next 30 days, I am committed with your assistance. I am committed to washing the outside of my glass, to washing the inside of my glass. I am committed. And I don't want you to pour no more into this dirty cup. Don't pour no more, Lord. Stop. I finally get an understanding of the reset. I don't want to move forward the way I am. I don't want to move forward the way I am. I don't want to move forward at this version of me. I don't. And so I'm asking, Lord, that you would bless this organization as we're going through a reset. Bless the institutional part of APOC, Lord. Not the people, not the ministry. The structural parts, the administrative part, bless that as we reset. I'm asking that you would bless us, for those of us, Lord, outside of this church, in our marriage a reset, or our relationships a reset, or our thinking a reset, or our finances a reset, or our schooling a reset. I was talking to a kid that I don't want to be in school. Lord, give him a reset. Show him that in other countries, Lord, kids can't, they don't even have public school. That they don't learn. They get put straight to work. Show him the beauty of education. Show him the benefits of going to school. And show us all the benefits of resetting. And we will reset. Show us, Lord. Show us, Lord. Show us the benefits of resetting. And we will reset. Show us the benefits, Lord. And we will reset. We will not come into the rest of this year the way we were in 2025, 2024. Lord, teach us to despise who we used to be and embrace who you want. I forget those things which are behind and I press toward the mark. So touch that area right now. Without us even saying it, you know that area, Lord, that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Touch that area. Clean that area. We ask these things not because we're worthy, but we ask these things as we ask for forgiveness of sin. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. If you agree with me, put your hands together as we worship, as we adore, as we magnify, as we lift up the resetter of all resetters, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Elohim, El Shaddai. As he resets us. Come on, put your hands together.
and advance and just celebrate. I'm saying I'm reset. Come on, I'm reset. Come on, say it with me. I'm reset. Come on, I'm reset. Come on, I'm new. Come on, I'm new. Come on, I'm brand new. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.
Family, before you head out, take a moment and lock in your next steps. First, grab the app. Open your app store, search APOC Ministry. Download and open it. Tap connect and drop your name and best contact. New here? You can also type new in the chat. We want to follow up this week. If you need God to move in something specific, don't carry it alone. In the app, tap prayer. Submit requests, and our team will be praying with and for you. And if today stirred you to make a difference, partner with us as we reach up and reach back. Visit apocministry.org or tap giving in the app, one time or recurring. Your generosity fuels our mission to love, grow, and serve. Before you log off, share this with three people. Subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss what's next. Join us right here on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 11. Until then, we love you. Be blessed.